Chapter 6, Return to Apple. Steve didn't know it, but he was about to be rescued by a cowboy and a spaceman. Inspired by Tin Toy, Pixar's first full-length movie opened in 1995. It was called Toy Story. The characters were all toys. A cowboy doll and an astronaut action figure were the stars. Toy Story became the most popular movie of the year. Pixar went on to make a dozen hit movies in a row. By 1996, after 10 years of struggle, Steve Jobs was a success. A big success. He wasn't a millionaire anymore. He was a billionaire. Apple, however, the company he had co-founded, was struggling. Apple computers had failed to change with the times. Other computers were just as good and less expensive. Apple computers were slow. They couldn't handle new features that had been developed for computers over the decade. John Sculley, who had forced Steve out, had been himself forced out in 1993. Now the board at Apple wanted Steve back. For Steve, having the power to do things the way he wanted was more important than having a huge amount of money. He wasn't that interested in buying expensive things. The house where he lived with his family didn't look like the house of a billionaire. Steve had mixed feelings about returning to Apple. He had bad memories of the way he'd been treated at Apple. He was already the head of a very successful company at Pixar. He and Laureen had a daughter, Erin Sienna, born in 1995. Did he really want to take on a struggling company? If it had been any other company, the answer might have been no. But Apple was his baby. He couldn't just sit by and watch it die. Steve agreed to act as the head of Apple, but only for a while. Apple had to look for someone else to become his permanent replacement. He gave himself a salary of $1 per year. Right away, Steve made big changes. In Boston, in 1997, he announced to an audience full of Mac lovers that Apple was going to team up with Microsoft. Apple and Microsoft were going to work together? This was unheard of. But Steve said that all Apple computers would use Microsoft's Internet Explorer web browser. Behind Steve on stage was a giant TV screen. When Bill Gates, the head of Microsoft, appeared on the screen, the audience booed. But Steve knew that the $150 million deal would help Apple. He was right. The company's value rose. Steve made other changes. He got rid of products that weren't selling. He cut costs. He laid off so many workers that Apple employees were afraid of riding an elevator with him. They were scared that they would no longer have a job by the time they got to their floor. Steve still claimed that he was only a temporary CEO. In 1997, he told Time magazine, "I'm here almost every day, but just for the next few months. I'm really clear on it." But he was making changes for the future.